All right. Welcome in, everyone, diving right in today to the incredible journey of Viola Davis.
Definitely an inspiring figure. And
we've got this great piece from Christian Culture News to really guide us.
Yeah, it unpacks so much.
Taking a look at her life through like these really powerful lenses, you know, her faith, the love that's so clearly a driving force for her, the impact she's had, it's undeniable.
Absolutely. Think of this deep dive as a focused look, you know, just us exploring this one article together.
Exactly.
To really see how faith, especially, and these close relationships in her life, particularly with her husband, Julius Tunnan, how those themes have shaped not just her career, which is remarkable in itself.
Oh, for sure.
But also who she is as a person.
Yeah. And that's what we really want to get at today for you listening, to understand those connections, how those personal elements have been so intertwined with her success professionally and her commitment to making a difference.
Her social impact is huge.
It really is. And hopefully it gives us all some food for thought on resilience and maybe even like discovering your purpose, that kind of thing.
Big questions.
So starting at the beginning, right, the article takes us back to her early life. Born Viola Davis on August 11th, 1965 in South Carolina.
Okay.
And from the jump, you see this passion for acting, something she discovers really early on. And then it's like she just dives in head first, honing those skills at Juilliard, graduating in 93.
Wow. So that dedication was there early.
It seems like it, right?
Yeah.
You have to think that kind of early commitment, that focus, really sets the stage for everything that comes later.
It makes you think about that kind of foundation, right? I mean, training at a place like Juilliard, it's not just about the skills you learn, it's the discipline.
Oh, yeah.
In an industry that's notoriously tough, that kind of groundwork, that consistent work ethic, that could be a huge factor in her long-term success, you know, that resilience.
Absolutely. It's not just talent. It's showing up and putting in the work day after day. And it certainly paid off.
The article, it lists out her accolades. It's impressive.
It's mind-blowing. Multiple Tony Awards for her stage work, an Oscar, an Emmy. I mean, come on.
She's not limited by any one medium. It's like she brings that depth to every role.
Totally. And speaking of depth, the article spotlights her performance in Fences 2016 as Rose Maxson.
Oh, wow. That was a powerful one.
Right. Hard to forget. And it earned her the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress, and it felt so well-deserved.
The film itself, it touches on some really complex stuff, family dynamics, the impact of race, the idea of personal sacrifice, and she just embodies it all.
You feel Rose's journey, you don't just watch it.
Exactly.
And I think what really hits home is how she portrays those sacrifices, those often unseen efforts within a family, something a lot of us can probably relate to.
Yeah.
Even though Fences has this specific cultural context, that core human experience, it's universal, and she just cuts right to the heart of it.
Right to the heart of it.
The article also touches on her versatility, mentioning The Help, Mal Rainey's Black Bottom, and of course her lead role in How to Get Away with Murder.
Talk about range. That's incredible.
It's amazing. She really commits to inhabiting such different characters authentically. And as the article points out, her success, her consistent excellence, it's opened doors for other African-American actresses in Hollywood.
It's bigger than just her. She's part of a shift.
100%. And then the article moves into something really personal, the role of prayer in her life.
Oh, yeah.
It emphasizes how important faith and spirituality are to her. It
makes you wonder, right? How that kind of inner strength helps her navigate such a demanding career and being in the public eye constantly.
For sure. And the article really presents prayer not as just a ritual, but as this active, powerful force in shaping her experiences, her whole life story.
Like prayer is a verb for her.
Exactly. And it even mentions specific prayers, like her desire for a loving, supportive partner, which I thought was so interesting.
Really humanizes her, right? This longing for love, respect, support. It's something most of us can connect with, regardless of our jobs or anything else.
Totally. And the article emphasizes how prayer helped her cultivate this sense of connection, trust, and really importantly, helped her maintain resilience, hope, even when facing challenges.
So it's about that inner strength, that ability to keep going even when things are tough.
Yeah, and I was struck by this idea of articulating those desires and fears through prayer, almost like giving tangible form to your faith.
Right. It's not just asking for things externally. It's an internal process, too.
Reflection, figuring out what truly matters to you, clarifying your values.
And when your spirit aligns with those aspirations, the article suggests that can lead you toward a more fulfilling path.
It's like finding that alignment between who you are at your core and what you really want to achieve.
And that sense of purpose, man, that can be a powerful motivator in life no matter what you're doing.
Absolutely. And that brings us to how she met her husband, Julius Tenen, which the article almost frames as a direct result of those prayers.
Like divine timing.
Right. This serendipitous encounter, meeting Julius in the early 2000s while working on a project, seems like such a pivotal moment.
The article talks about this instant connection, right? Based on their shared love for the arts and this deep understanding of the industry, the ups and downs of that world.
They had this common ground, and not just in their careers.
The article points out that they both had been through challenges, you know, significant difficulties in their lives, and that shared understanding, that empathy, really created this unique bond between them.
And faith continues to be so central to their story. Viola's belief that meeting Julius was an answer to her prayers, it strengthens this idea of a guiding hand in her life.
It's beautiful, really.
And their relationship quickly becomes this source of unwavering support, personally and professionally, through thick and thin.
It's your partnership.
Exactly. And then the article goes into how their faith deepens through church. Julius invites Viola. And it's this huge turning point, not just in her spiritual journey, but for their relationship too.
Community can be so powerful.
It really can. And the article describes how attending church with Julius introduced Viola to this community that resonated with her. Their values aligned. And it added this whole other layer to their connection.
It's like finding that shared anchor, right? Something to ground you.
And the article emphasizes how they actively incorporated their faith into their daily life. Prayer and mindfulness became key parts of how they lived together. It wasn't just a Sunday thing.
It's a way of life for them.
Exactly. And this spiritual connection, it became this source of encouragement, especially during difficult times. It gave them resilience, a sense of purpose that went beyond the superficial aspects of fame.
Like their faith grounded them.
It did. It provided a safe space for their individual growth and strengthened their bond as partners. And then naturally, this leads to their marriage.
The article highlights their wedding on June 23rd, 2003.
A commitment that truly reflected their love, their values, and their faith.
And it wasn't just about their personal connection. The article talks about their shared passion for giving back, their dedication to social justice, tackling inequality, fighting underrepresentation.
It shows you how their partnership extends beyond themselves into the world.
They're using their platform to make a difference.
Right. And the article talks about their promise to support each other through everything, the highs and the lows, which is so crucial in any relationship, especially in such a demanding industry.
They're in it together.
Absolutely. And they're also focused on building their family, raising their adopted daughter, Genesis, instilling those values in her.
And again, the article comes back to faith as that guiding principle, that anchor that helps their relationship weather the storms.
It's about having that shared moral compass to guide their decisions. And then the article shifts gears to this powerful project they took on, the documentary Emmanuel.
The one about the Emmanuel AME church shooting.
Yeah, the 2015 tragedy in Charleston where 9 people were killed during Bible study. It's heavy stuff.
A heartbreaking event.
And the article really highlights their belief in the power of stories, how sharing those experiences can lead to healing and inspire change. That was their driving force behind producing Emmanuel through their company, Juvie Productions.
Their own production company.
Yeah, and the article points out that they specifically focus on giving a voice to the underrepresented and tackling these important social issues.
That's amazing. Using their influence for good.
Their commitment to Emmanuel was so clear. They wanted to shed light on the tragedy, on gun violence as a whole, but also, and I think this is key, to honor those who were lost.
To make sure their stories were heard.
They worked closely with the survivors, the families, community leaders, to make sure the documentary was authentic, respectful.
It's a powerful way to honor those victims.
And the impact went beyond awareness. It sparked these important conversations about forgiveness, about unity in the face of such hate, and about the role of faith, even amidst unimaginable pain.
It's about pushing people to think, to engage with these tough issues.
By sharing those deeply personal stories, they invited viewers into a dialogue about systemic problems and the need for action. And that leads into the legacy of Emmanuel, how it became a springboard for broader advocacy.
So it wasn't just a one-off project?
Not at all. They channeled that momentum to become vocal advocates against gun violence and racial injustice. And the article really emphasizes their belief in storytelling as a tool for transformation.
using those individual stories, those human experiences, to connect with people.
Like the stories of the Emmanuel Nine, humanizing them, keeping their legacies alive.
And it went beyond just raising awareness.
They actively called for gun reform, worked to address racial disparities in the justice system.
Real, tangible actions.
They supported organizations fighting gun violence and advocating for equality. They spoke out in interviews, stressing the importance of shared responsibility in creating a safer, more just world.
Using their platform to push for change.
And the article makes it clear their advocacy is rooted in love and faith, which makes it even more powerful.
Yeah, it's authentic. It comes from a genuine place.
And now the article circles back to Viola and Julius personally, focusing on their partnership as a model for growth and support.
It's inspiring, honestly.
Their collaboration fostered their individual development and enriched their careers.
Like they each became stronger because of the other.
The article highlights Julius's unwavering support for Viola's acting career. His belief in her fueled her confidence, allowed her to go after roles that really meant something to her.
And it wasn't one-sided.
Not at all. Julius is a successful actor and producer himself. And through Juvie Productions, they make sure both their voices are heard.
Their production company, that's awesome.
It shows how their partnership amplifies their individual strengths, their influence within the industry.
Like they're greater than the sum of their parts.
Exactly. And they constantly lift each other up. The article talks about how they cultivate this shared belief in each other while still embracing their individual journeys.
It's about balance. Supporting each other while still being your own person.
And they don't shy away from vulnerability. Open communication is key. Recognizing that working through challenges together is crucial for growth.
They model a healthy, supportive relationship.
They really do. So, as we wrap up this deep dive into the Christian Culture News article, it's clear that Viola Davis's journey is all about these intertwined threads of love, faith, and a commitment to making a difference.
A powerful combination.
The article really highlights her empathy, her understanding of marginalized communities, and her advocacy work, fueled by her belief in storytelling, is truly inspiring.
She's amplifying voices that need to be heard, driving real change.
And you can't underestimate the importance of her partnership with Julius. Their shared respect, values, and goals allowed her to navigate a tough industry and dedicate herself to humanitarian efforts.
Juvie Productions is a perfect example, bringing diverse stories to a global audience.
Showing the world that love and shared purpose can create real impact.
And through it all, her faith has been this constant guide, providing strength, direction, and resilience.
So as we finish up here, think about the role of faith and supportive relationships in your own life.
How can those things be catalysts for your success and for positive change in the world?
Let Viola Davis's story inspire you. How can you apply those principles to your own journey, to the impact you want to make?
It's a question worth pondering.
It really is.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
Absolutely. Until next time.